my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS tucker.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a red up.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out.
You're
going to live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hayes.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business. Right. Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a dip, made me wanna do tricks on them. Lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot. In the back, brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake booby? If looks could kill, you would be an Uzi or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile, bright as the sun. I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get
feeling
a
two beer?
Baby, take a ride in my
coupe. Doing one group against another. Telling people that order and security will be restored if it weren't for those who don't look like us or don't sound like us or don't pray like we do. It's an old playbook. It's as old as time.
Well, let me bring it back to the subject.
And in a healthy democracy, it doesn't work.
Hot, make it work.
Did not start with Donald Trump.
To my loo, my darling. Not
he is a symptom,
in love, but
not the cause.
For you. When I get chucked, bet your bottom dollar you were best on the push up. Get your lips wet, cause it's time to have pep. On your mark, get
he's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years. The fear and anger that's rooted in our past, but it's also born out of the enormous upheavals that have taken place in your brief lifetime. There's been at least rough agreement among the overwhelming majority of Americans that our country is strongest and everybody's treated fairly. But over the past few decades, the politics of division and resentment and paranoia
coming this
way.
Has unfortunately found a home. S and the P wanna get with me, too, but I'm wicked.
And by the way, the claim that everything turned out okay because there are people inside the White House who secretly aren't following the president's orders. That is not a check. I'm being serious here. That's not how our democracy is supposed to work. These people aren't elected. They're not accountable. Us a service by actively promoting 90% of the crazy stuff that's coming out of this White House and then saying, don't worry, we're preventing the other 10%. And it should not be a partisan issue to say that we do not pressure the Attorney General or the FBI to use the criminal justice system as a cudgel to punish our political opponents. or to explicitly call on the Attorney General to protect members of our own party from prosecution because an election happens to be coming up. I'm not making that up. That's not hypothetical. It shouldn't be Democratic or Republican to say that we don't threaten the freedom of the press because they say things or publish stories we don't like. I complain plenty about Fox News. But you never heard me threaten to shut them down. When you vote, you've got the power to make sure a family keeps its health insurance. You could save somebody's life. When you vote, you've got the power to make sure white nationalists don't feel emboldened to march with their hoods off or their hoods on in Charlottesville in the middle of the day. How hard can that be?
In the middle of the day.
Saying that Nazis are bad. In the end, the threat to our democracy doesn't just come from Donald Trump or the current batch of Republicans in Congress or the Koch brothers and their lobbyists or too much compromise from Democrats or Russian hacking. The biggest threat to our democracy is indifference.
Hey, NBC News viewers, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel.
The President of the United States of America, Shoopin' and DeWoopin'. Crazy to see him back. I was kind of wondering, like, yo, where's that fucker? I think a lot of people were like, where's Obama? He's fucking hang gliding and shit? Does he know what's going on?
He must know now.
He's on the news. He was kind of making a face like, can you believe I have to explain this shit?
Yeah.
Can you believe I have to go out here on the fucking cameras in the middle of my hang gliding and explain? You don't just shut down the news. This is not normal. That was his This Is Not Normal podcast with Marc Maron. I need water.
It just ain't normal.
How about that intro? With salt and pepper?
Oh, we've introed? This is a thing now?
This is
it. We're ready to go?
We're rocking and rolling. Hurricane. Hurricane style. I remember when I worked at that corporate coffee shop, manager would come through. Well, you guys are just rocking and rolling today. You guys are just rocking and rolling. Like, yeah, we're... And they would tell you at the meetings and stuff, you guys are rock stars. Get out there and rock. Like, what? I think they're going to go sell shoes. These women are selling makeup. Who's rocking out here? You have the music on too fucking loud so we can't have a conversation. Yeah, we're rocking. We're rocking. You guys are rocking and rolling. And he'd come through with his fucking shoulders all puffed out. You guys are crushing it. Rocking and rolling. No, we're not. We're fucking making coffee and slaving away like fucking donkeys. Scooting around on the hay. That's not rock and roll.
No, it certainly isn't.
That
seems like the opposite of rock and roll.
Yeah. You guys are vending machines. You guys are just fucking vending machines tonight.
You guys are really vending.
You guys are selling a lot of drinks. Put a lot of sugar in those drinks. Did you charge for it?
Did you charge for the sugar?
How many pumps? How many pumps did that get? Is that 5 pumps? It's 3 a.m. Midnight in the desert. On Hate Radio. You ever have an encounter with the UFO?
What kind of an encounter? A close encounter?
Well... Have you? Did you ever see it through the trees and stagger towards it in a bleary drunk? Or did you, were you abducted? And they performed experiments? Sexually on you?
No, that never happened.
You ever seen it in the sky? Said, hey, that was a UFO, an unidentified flying orifice. What if every UFO actually happened? What would that mean? Like, say, okay, there are fakes, but there's just as many real videos, right? Say half of them are true. What does that mean?
Does that mean we're being visited?
Would they be probes? Do you think there's life on board, or are they just sending out probes to check us out? They're not visiting us in the flesh.
Let me tell you, here's what I think. The aliens, no, they're not visitors. They're not tourists. They're not predators who come here to hunt us. They're not monsters who infest us like a disease. But they are clever, calculating imperialists who may subordinate high officials towards their ends. Imagine if the only people who are really ever abducted are the presidents and important people, and they're told, listen, we're going to get you.
Listen, we're going to get you. And then what happens?
Well, they get these government officials all working for them, and you know, they have a global agenda that just looks like some kind of human-oriented thing. In fact, what they're doing is they're forcing the governments into a policy of global warming, because they really need a warmer planet to survive on. They get here and freeze their balls off and die. So they're just trying to make us burn more fuel.
You think you really think that they're that involved in this in the scheme?
Easily, yeah. And they're even more involved than that. They've got basically total control over our internet and can, you know, DDoS and, you know, run the financial markets and just do anything you can do on the internet, and they do it better than everyone.
I assumed they were just sensor bots on an automatic search mode, just, you know, automatically scan the entire fucking universe on autopilot and report back whatever. But
just the scanners? No, they hit us with the scanners millennia ago.
When there weren't even people.
You see those scanner, all the biblical accounts of UFOs, it's them being scanned.
They was a scanning us, and we put it in the Bible when they did experiments on Jesus. Now Jesus was abducted.
Now you remember, I think I know what they look like. You remember that show? That CGI show with the guy with the snake with the hand and the bird beak and the goat legs?
That sounds familiar. But I don't think I know what you're talking about.
Hold on, I'm playing it.
How do you like read-write permissions on hard drives? Is that an interesting subject to you? What about stomping faces into bloody puddles on the sidewalk? And these are the faces of your enemies. Is that something you could get down with? And join the revolution. Stomping faces into
I don't
want to
do any of the violent things. I'll put this guy down. Do you remember what he's called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm putting it in chat. Here.
What about that Pick Up a Gun song that the kids sing with the Black Panthers?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. I was talking about aliens, though. So.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. This is, what was this called? This show? Yeah. This 3D show?
It's hard to remember.
Avatar or something?
No.
This is a great show.
Hello? 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 Who's this?
Yeah,
who's
it.
This? I'm asking the questions. I called you. No, I called you, and you sound like the ugliest son of a bitch I ever heard. You sound like the physical manifestation of some loser's inner demons. Well, you sound like some total chode's inability to confront the reality of his past.
And it goes on and on like that. This, I like that he has that snake for a hand, but it's not, like, threatening. It's not really a bad snake. It's just a part of him. Could you imagine having a snake attached to your fucking hand? And how cool that would be?
You'd be a demon.
What was this called? It had a weird name.
Oh, I'll look it up. I'll look it up. I remember. I found it. Xavier, Renegade Angel.
Yeah, it's Xavier.
Det här är Svarta Panther.
Black Panther Party meets Xavier. I saw Black Klansman, and that was a kick-ass movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty strong ending, too. It ended with an upside-down American flag. And kind of laying it all out there that Trump is the face of this militant alt-right shit. They laid it on pretty thick at times. But it was kind of fun to hear people in the theater laughing about it. Like, getting the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would make references to, like, how crazy would it be, you know, to re-elect Nixon or something. And people were talking about making America great again and shit. They'd say, like, no, do you really expect me to believe that this country would elect somebody as the face of the Ku Klux Klan? And David Duke is in the film. He's like, it's David Duke is played in this way. It almost makes you sympathetic to him because he's intelligent and he's charismatic and he's really cool. And he's kind of smart, but he's also kind of nerdy and kind of soft, and it's really, really strange.
Sounds like a movie I really don't care to watch, honestly. See David Duke humanized.
No, I mean, that's not the purpose of it.
Rather see him as a horrible monster, right?
I'm saying, well, the point is the lead detective befriended him over the phone. Like, they were actually talking rhetoric, and then he got his partner in to the Klan, and it was his white partner. He was like the first black guy on that force. And they're talking about Angela Davis and shit. And then so he befriends David Duke, like, over the telephone talking shit. David Duke thinks he's this good old boy from the South, right? But then it's so bizarre because there's two cops playing this one guy, the Black Klansman, so he's a Klansman on the phone, right? But then he sends in his white partner to do the face-to-face shit. It's a pretty fun movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
You got any tweets for us?
Yeah, I'm tweeting all day, man.
What's happening on the
tweet?
On
you
tweet
want me to start reading tweets? Okay. Let's see here.
Stuff on Chronicle is pretty heated right now.
IBM contributed to the Holocaust.
They did. That's true. They made the punch cards.
Okay. Today, WikiLeaks editor Julian Assange is 200,831 days under house arrest.
Wow.
165 days incommunicado. No contact, no visitors, no phone, no hospital, no treatment.
His life sucks right now. Dude, why can't he get treated? You can't even see a doctor?
No.
What's the matter with him? Why won't they let him see a doctor? Is he not a good enough guy for the doctors?
He has a political football now.
Don't treat him, he's a hot potato. Sorry, Julian, you're just gonna have to lay there and get sick and die. Because you're a political football. What other kind of political balls could there be? You could have a political hockey puck. You could have a political highlight. What do you call that thing? Is it a paddle that's like attached to your fucking arm?
A paddle?
It's like a highlight. What is that? What do highlight players use?
I don't know what highlight is.
It's you bounce a ball off the wall. And
yeah, why are we talking about it though?
This is a game that Dr. Troubadour says that he wants included in our health regimen as part of our morning exercise.
Oh.
And it's played in the Philippines and in the United States.
I'm not going to do it.
Well, you can also sit out the company picnic then, too. Because there won't be one.
Good.
But here's what
good.
We are.
Good.
It's, you know, it's more of a formal thing anyway. But we're gonna get Dr. Troubadour and Raleigh T. Sakers together in the same room at Verso Books. We're doing it in their office.
God damn.
So,
no.
Yeah. We got the stock photo guy, Dr. Troubadour himself, is going to play the room as Dr. Good. Troubadour. He's going to come in with his stethoscope and his fucking green and white notepad. That dumb expression on his eyes.
And he'll just be like...
That sweet watch?
Walk around.
Yeah. He's going to... He has to read up on it. Like, I want him to read up on Dr. Troubadour. And like embody him so that at the party we can fucking talk to Dr. Troubadour and get pictures taken with him and shit.
Mm-hmm.
How badass would that be to have that guy? Even if he sucks at acting like Dr. Troubadour, if he just agreed to like kind of try, like if he just like, I don't care if he half-assed it or whatever. If you just said, okay, yeah, whatever. I'll pretend to be this stoned, like almost flunked out of med school doctor at your stupid party. That's what I want. Well, how much money do you think that's worth? What should we offer him?
$50 an hour. Get him for like 2 hours. That's enough.
Yeah, I was thinking 90 minutes or 2 hours would be just enough of Dr. Troubadour, and then I would want him gone. Like, I would appreciate him being there. Thanks for coming by. Wow, 2 hours. Goodbye.
See ya.
I mean, that's like, you know, if you're a working actor, that's what seems okay, right? 50 an hour?
Yeah, I don't know what a live appearance. I think it would be more than that, but considering he's probably not an actor.
He might even
be a real doctor. God only knows.
No, he's not, definitely not.
If he is, we're screwed. How do you know? You just listen.
Look at it.
There's no telling.
Look at, dude.
Oh,
that,
yeah, you can look at someone and tell. Yeah,
you could look at Dr. Troubadour and tell.
No, you can't.
That this is a stock photo actor guy.
When you look at him, you just see... all the stories we've written.
No, you haven't really looked at him. You have to look at how cheap the crap is that he's wearing. Like, it's like costume stuff that you would pull out of out of a college theater closet. No doctor actually dresses like that. That big red stethoscope. Look, it's not even around his neck the right way. That's not how stethoscopes hang. It's draped over him like...
That's how he does it, man. It's just got a bit of panache.
Yeah, it's because he's the cool doctor.
Where's Rocky? Where's that picture of Rocky? Let's get on that.
If you want to see Rocky, you go to chronicle.su/radio and scroll down the page.
All right, let's get it.
For whatever reason, I knew that one day we might return to Rocky. And
Rocky was one of our greatest segments for you listeners. Yeah, oh, there he is.
It was a classic.
Rocky. Marine paratrooper.
Yeah. And what else?
The thing is, it's got a quotation around his name because it's his personality he wears.
When he goes down to those Saigon whorehouses, all painted up, he's painted up himself. Like, he has more makeup on than the ladies, and he calls himself Rocky.
That's what he does.
On the box, he's this chiseled, clean Marine, like, ready for...
You open it up, and you're like, he's got these great big eyelashes, or eyeshadow, or whatever.
Big mascara.
Yeah, lipstick on.
His lips are like almost a cherry red.
And his hands have these, like, it's like he's about to grab... Got some kind of groping action there.
It looks like where his finger would go on the trigger of a gun, but that could just as easily be on her trigger.
Yeah, her, the lady boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like in a jerking off motion. It looks like he's holding a cock. He's got a hold of a lady boy's junk under her skirt. Calling himself, he's like, I'm Rocky. You remember this. Dude's wearing makeup and... But the box is the way his family back home thinks of him. They're like, wow, he's going out there and he's fighting. And he might die for our country. But meanwhile, in the box, he's painted up like a Saigon... girl of the night. With special jerking off hand motion. He's got this nice clothes, man. He's wearing like actual clothes. It's not that bullshit painted on stuff.
No.
What is that chevron? He's a private?
Yeah, I think so.
His family sees that 5 o'clock shadow and that thousand-yard stare on his eyes, it's like a hatred and a determination at the same time. You pull him out of the box, and he looks like he's ashamed of what he's become. It's like this is... Like, he can only act out this fantasy of being Rocky in Vietnam. Once he goes back home, he has to be that chiseled man again. And he goes his whole life just... with regret and bitterness, resentment in his heart. They actually both have kind of a thousand-yard stare, but the Rocky wearing makeup has this stare like he remembers something that he did last night when he was out on the town.
Yeah, it's definitely a morning after, and he's got to be paratrooping after all that. And you know the guy next to him is like, what the hell's Rocky, what are you wearing, what you got on your face? He's like, I always do this when I'm jumping.
It's just my war paint.
Well, he just own. And then they parachute down.
And the other troopers are like, why do I feel a strange attraction to Rocky? I think Rocky fucks. I think Rocky fucks and he sucks. And he suckety fucks.
Yeah. So does this show tonight. God, we've got nothing. We came into this just off of a game of Counter-Strike, thinking, hey, we'll just do a hand show just like that. How long do we have left in this shambolic trash of a show?
I'm really not sure. I know that we're just approaching a place where I think we can wind down and close it out. We got I want to hear that Pick Up a Gun song one more time, and then let's close out the show. That's a fun song. This has been Hate Radio. Kilgore, thank you for bringing your expertise and forward-thinking analysis to tonight's broadcast.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you, listeners, are welcome for this wonderful presentation. And solid, strong, go fuck yourselves as we close out the evening. Get lost and grow a dick.
You got tassel-like skins haunching and Mamie's raising hell. The legend of D-Ray White will never die like a rebel yell. And old Jess goes dancing in his daddy's shoes. Yeah, old Hassel still hunching out them Boone County blues. And old Mamie, you know she's done some time in jail. The legend of D-Ray White will never die like a rebel, raised over 24 of her own and had to watch her husband die. She's always fighting hard and living off the land. When she's done living in this world, you know the Lord's gonna take her by her hand. And old Jess goes dancing in his daddy's shoes. Still hunching out them Boone County blues. And maybe you know she's still raising hell. The legend of D. Ray White will never die. Way down in West Virginia, there's some people who are one of a kind. They don't need nothing from nobody, 'cause they're already doing fine. You got Hasselatkins hunching, and Mamie's raising hell. The legend of D-Ray White will never die like a rebel yell. And old Jesco's dancing in his daddy's shoes. Yeah, old Hassel's still hunching out them Boone County blues. And old Mamie, you know she's done some time in jail. The legend of D-Ray White will never die like a rebel, raised over 24 of her own and had to watch her husband die. She's always fighting hard and living off the land. When she's done living in this world, you know the Lord's gonna take her by her hand. And old Jesco's dancing in his daddy's shoes. Still hunching out them